Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Joining me now is Congressman James Comer, a Republican of Kentucky. He is the chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. Mr. Chairman, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So there was this sort of eyebrow-raising rant, a righteous one, I think, from a federal judge, a Biden appointee, actually, who was going after the Biden DOJ for not complying with congressional subpoenas. And she was saying, well, hang on, you put Peter Navarro behind bars for not complying with a congressional subpoena, but then you're telling your people that they can't comply now because you don't like this investigation? That was basically what she said. I wonder if that's going to move the needle at all, given the passion that she evinced, given the fact that she can't be called some right-winger, Biden appointed her. What did you make of that?
Well, the judge made the right call. I mean, everyone in America outside of the mainstream media sees the hypocrisy of this Department of Justice. Everyone sees that this Department of Justice has been weaponized against conservatives and against political enemies of the ruling class. And the judge just stated the obvious. So, you know, hopefully that will help compel the Department of Justice to work with us on this investigation. And I don't see how anyone that is in prison or currently being sentenced to go to prison for a previous congressional investigation from when the Democrats were in the majority can even still serve their time. I mean, this is a joke what they've done, and I'm glad the judge pointed this out. But it's another example of the obstruction of Merrick Garland's Department of Justice towards the Biden family influence peddling investigation. Everyone knows the Biden family was influence peddling, and we're at the point now where we're trying to provide some accountability, but we need a few more documents to come in, and obviously they're obstructing us.
On that note, there was also a deadline this week that the administration had to comply with. I believe it was noon on Monday. The congressional Republicans, wanted the tapes of that interview between the president and special counsel Robert Hur. We got the transcripts. We kind of know what went down. I'd imagine the tapes are probably not very flattering to the president, so the administration doesn't want to release them. That deadline came and went. Where does that stand?
Well, just like everything else, they're obstructing. They didn't comply with our lawful request. I mean, the Oversight Committee was created over a century ago to be a check and balance on the executive branch. And we shouldn't have to be going through all these obstacles, and we shouldn't be met with all of the obstructions that we're met with by this administration. It's the least transparent administration in history. We have uncovered very concerning facts with hard evidence that would implicate Joe Biden as being the leader of his family's influence peddling schemes with our adversaries around the world. We know that Robert Hur interviewed Joe Biden. We know that part of what we're investigating with respect to influence peddling could potentially involve some of those documents that were in the possession of Joe Biden when his son, who was influence peddling, even the Democrats will admit that, had access to those documents. We want to know about the hearing. We want to know exactly what compelled Robert Hur to say that Joe Biden shouldn't be convicted because a jury would be sympathetic to him being a forgetful old elderly man. Basically, Hur said that Joe Biden was a mental invalid. We believe that those recordings should be part of our investigation, and we expect them to turn them over. Remember, they did this with the January 6th hearing. I know you're talking about a congressional hearing versus a special counsel, but at the end of the day, the Democrats, they were all about being transparent on investigations with respect to Donald Trump. But when it's about Joe Biden, it's a totally different attitude.
Do they have any legal basis for saying, no, you can't have that recording?
We cannot find any legal basis anywhere for them to object to our request. What they're trying to say is it's political. I mean, this is the most political Department of Justice in the history of America.
Yeah, and also, like, welcome to Washington. Many things are political in this town. And
I mean, this Department of Justice is going after the ruling class's primary political opposition. And they're saying that we can't have this because it's political? I mean, that's nonsense.
Well, it could be politically damaging, too, because it might very well present a president who is not performing well. And, you know, sometimes he has his moments on camera. This was hour after hour. He doesn't do a lot of interviews. We played some of his Univision interview. He doesn't sound great. So if he's kind of tired and really forgetting a lot of things and mumbling and stumbling and all of that, it wouldn't be a portrayal that they would necessarily want there out for public consumption close to an election. I get that, but that's not a legal reason to withhold something that you guys have subpoenaed. So we'll see if the delay tactic even works, how long it works, if they can somehow punt this thing past November. I'm guessing that's what they're going to at least try to do. Since you mentioned, Mr. Chairman, this investigation, this is not an impeachment process. This is an impeachment inquiry where you're trying to gather more facts. And what we get, certainly from the media and obviously from their friends in the Democratic Party, is they look at the process that you're overseeing and they say, this is embarrassing. This is a failure. There's nothing here. It's a witch hunt. It's a fishing expedition. They've got nothing. And this is just an ongoing humiliation. That's the narrative that they've decided to land on. I know that your perspective is different. I guess the question is, have you guys made any meaningful progress since launching the inquiry that you think Americans need to see? Okay, they can yell and scream about how there's nothing here. Is there something to see here that's new?
Absolutely. You know, at the beginning of the investigation, the narrative was the laptop was Russian disinformation. None of the money that the Bidens got ever happened while Joe Biden was vice president. The narrative was that Hunter Biden was just like Jared Kushner. He was a regular business guy. What we've found in our investigation is that obviously the laptop was 100% legitimate. All the damaging emails, all the pictures that implicate Joe Biden, all the information that would implicate Joe Biden as being the big guys, being a part of the Biden influence peddling scheme, all of that is 100% legitimate. It's been backed up with other text messages, with sworn testimony and transcribed interviews and depositions. We know the Bidens did not have one single legitimate business. They had a bunch of shell companies. They've received nearly $30 million from our adversaries around the world. They were given an opportunity in depositions to explain what they did to receive the money. They could not do that. Because they were influence peddling. We've had three of the former Biden associates testify under oath that Joe Biden was a central figure in the family's influence peddling scheme. So we found that Joe Biden lied to the American people over 20 times. He said he never met with any of the people that sent his family money. We've proven he met with just about every single person that sent his family money. So we've found that the Bidens have committed many financial crimes. We found that Joe Biden has lied countless times to American people, that he was, in fact, a central figure in the influence peddling scheme. And now we're at the point to where...
He was the influence, right? If they're going to peddle influence, it's his, because he was vice president of the United States. Now, of course, he's president. This is back when he was vice president, a very powerful person and a former vice president, although the timeline, as you pointed out, they haven't been honest about that either. Last question. We have about a minute plus left. Tony Bobulinski, this guy worked with the Biden family. He knows all the ins and outs of how this scheme worked, this enrichment scheme. And he has testified under oath about what he saw. How do the Democrats grapple with his testimony? Because it hasn't been disproven at all.
Yeah, they try to discredit Tony Bobulinski when, in fact, he's the only credible person in the Biden orbit. He was so credible that that Hunter Biden figured it out and tried to shaft him in the end. But what Tony Bobulinski testified that I think is the most damaging of all the testimony we received was that there was no legitimate business between the Bidens and China, that it was just a bribe from China. That's what he testified under oath in the committee hearing. That essentially,
and these
the
are the things, Mr. Chairman, right. I'm sorry to jump in, just we're up on a hard break. These are the things that they kind of pretend aren't happening at all. which is why we wanted to have you here to describe what is happening during these sessions. James Comer of Kentucky, chairman of the Oversight Committee on the Guy Benson Show. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.